Begin the Karan Dav Mesechdis Eben Dav Pehe. Begin the Medbeis. Begin the Tzitz Demaster. Begin the Kutz Gemara. Lay Meshmul Less Later Abdimi. Shall we say that Shmul does not hold the halacha of Abdimi? Tzitz explains what the Gemara's intent regarding this halacha of Shmul, regarding the pit that between two courtyards, and explains what the Gemara was discussing. Because the Gemara thought to say the Shmul that says that a person can make it forbidden on his friend Derech Aver. That's not like Abdimi. Because the Mokum B'Shem Medala Dalad is permitted for both them to shoulder on. So Pierce Rashi near Ikka says the interpretation of Rashi seems primarily the koya he the boy shemin mischatzeres is going on the halach of Shmuel of the two different the pit between the two different courtyards the ksav Shmuel that's where the daf started off with. Shmuel holds all the ma'isal chaver derech aber that a person can make a forbidden on his friend through the ear space after bishutash mishguru, although it's an inferior type of utility where not like Rav Dimi that he says that when it doesn't have makam adalag which is also makam garua and still you're allowed to use it and they don't make it asar al chaver. Shani the Gemara says no. Hasam over there Rishus Deraisa. That's biblical domains on either side is Rishus Yochad Rishus Rabim. So, but like Lamechish, we don't have to be concerned. Shem B'Teich Kach Yovel Taltim Rishus Yochad Rishus Rabim. If we let use this inferior place, you might come to carry from one biblical domain to another. Words to another one because the Sur Deraisa may the other because a biblical domain is the biblical Isur is well known. We're not concerned that one's going to come to violate them. Abul Hacham Rabbi Hid Dilab Dasi Adadi Benar can make a better one on the other. Shema Mitoich Kach Yitaltem Achatz Lachatzah. Then you make them to carry from one courtyard to another one, which only Rabbinic Isser, which not everyone knows. Therefore, that's where Shmuel made the Isser Derech Aver. Now, but says Rabin Tam Pirsh Bin Acher Bin Tam explains differently. But in Rav Perushai, his interpretation does not seem correct. Continue next test. The master begins with the Gemara. Miyam Rav Hacham did Rav really say this? Which test explains what the Gemara's discussion. The Gemara's asking, and this that Rav said. That a person cannot make asal chaver derech aver. I, Rav himself, said when you have two houses on either side of the street, you're not throw from one to the other. Word. So, Pirsh, what that means to say is that ain't no the moisal chaver derech aver. Is that really so? Rav said this that a person does not make it forbidden through ear space. But Dima, we learned about mechul when you have two houses on either side of the street. The Gesog Gedai Dachtez explains what the Gemara's assumption was. Time of dice lizrik. Why not let a throw? Mishum the sagi be aver rishus harav lamayal masar because it's going the ear space above rishus harav above ten tvachim. And he says the oisal of avir and shabnei rishus harav, and that the ear space of rishus harav is making forbidden. Aver pishenum kantash, even though they don't have any utility over here. Chaim pishenum kantash. That was the Gemara's question. You see that aver could make something forbidden. Now, then, but that's regarding rav. But then he says, what's with the Shmuel? The Shmuel? Why didn't the Gemara ask the contradiction of Shmuel? Shmuel said that a person could make asal chaver derech aver. So why over here does he say that you're allowed? If this is the Gemara's assumption, so why let a throw from two houses on either side of the street where the aver of rishus harav should make it forbidden? And that's a tzitz. No, lemotz lemefer. They couldn't have asked that because the ain tashmish the aver hachal chashav kahidul el. Because here the utility of the airspace above rishus harav is not so significant as that of the pit between two different courtyards. And the Shmuel held that was different. But Rav parch mekoshkam. But from Rav to the contrary, for sure, if you're saying that the aver rishus harav is not significant and it's still going to be forbidden, for sure that one of the pit. But Rashi Pirish. Rashi explains differently. The reason why the Gemara didn't ask contradiction of Shmuel is Mishum the Bereshu is the Raisa Ma'ida, because regarding biblical domains, which the Gemara already told us that we're more lenient over there, people are more careful. Therefore, you would agree that it's not going to asal from one house to the other house over the Aver of Bereshus Rav. Continuing next says Master begins with the Gemara. Lav Mi'akim the B'chulu. Didn't we explain etc. Which says explains that what was the primary source of this Ukimna? Because the Gemara is saying that this Rav says, you know, I'll throw from one house to the other one across the street. Oh, it's not because it's Aver Shus Rav. It's because of a rabbinic concern might fall, he might come to carry it. Like Ukimna, like we said. Now, the problem is, place it says, B'Shabbat Paragazarik, on the Tzadik Zayin, Medal of Mukil Lahachi, the Gemara also establishes this Haloch of Rav for the same rabbinic concern, Mishum Pirchachiti, for a different question. And answers, oh, but didn't we say this was talking about? Now, because that's kasha, it's a little bit difficult because the Hasam Namikah, but they were also the Gemara says, Valam Mikim, that didn't we say? So which is the source? Would you say which one was the first one? Yeah, because of the question, we have to say this, but you're saying we already said once before. So which one was the once before? That place says it's that's a little bit difficult to know which one was first because both took you say, Lav Mir Kimna, and where is that Akimna? Continuing to say the master begins with the Gemara, based on Tab Mechulu, place with the straws capped, etc., and all these cases, the stable, Hareza Erev, if you put the bread over there, that's going to be considered as a valid Erev. So it explains the halacha over here of the Beis HaTeven and elsewhere in Perek Hadar. Because the Mishnah said, if you put your Erev in the Beis HaTeven in the Chatz, it's going to be a valid Erev. So Tais says, but fully in Shem Teven, even in that place where the straw is kept, even if there is no straw, it's still fit to put the Erev over there. Because the Lin HaNoch is Erev regarding where you put the Erev bread, Leboyel D'chaz L'dir, all you need to have is that fit to dwell over there, which it is a dwelling place in where the straw is usually kept. But says Tais, well, how do you compare this? The Gemara said previously, the Beis HaTeven Oiser, If someone has a place where he keeps straw in someone else's courtyard, so then we said that he's going to make it forbidden if he doesn't join the Erev. That says, that's only if that person has straw over there. Just like Rabbi Yehuda holds, that's only going to be forbidden if it's an actual dwelling place, meaning specifically if he lives over there on Shabbos. It has to be a place where there's bread or where a person sleeps. So the same thing is for the Rabbanan, that even if you don't need it to be a place where a person is sleeping, it could even be where the straw is, but at least you have to have then that element of the straw over there to make it forbidden in someone else's courtyard. Now, we said over here, Hadar Shama Yisrael, that whoever sleeps over there makes it forbidden, is Davkash in Labalabai Sham Tevin. It's also only specifically if the homeowner doesn't have straw over there. If he has straw over there, Havakilo Dari Masham Abayas, the Remeh, it's as if he's living over there with that person in the house of Kondra Meh, the Chasha Beis Hatem, he can make up Perakadar, because the place where the straw is kept is considered like a dwelling place in Perakadar, and therefore Velash Adadi, and therefore they're not going to make it forbidden one on the other, because it's like as if he lives over there. Begins with the Gemara, Erev Hudele Haba, Hashitav Haba. Oh, it's not going to be a valid Erev, but you see it's going to be as a Shitav. Chases wonders, because the wording of Erev actually also means Shitav. The Gemara makes a dig from this that we said, Hanes Nes Rubba Be Shar, all these places, not going to be an Erev. Oh, it's not an Erev, but it's a Shitav, that the Gemara wanted to prove that, oh, you see that differentiation. Now, Chases says, Makash is difficult, because the Ashkan the Kar Erev the Shitav. We see that we call Shitav Erev, Beperkadar. On previous of Alf, where Baal Bai Shah Yeshut says that the homeowner was a partner with his neighbors, Lezebiyan, Zebiyan, each one with wine, ain't Srichala Arab, you don't have to be Arab. Well, the compare called Gagus Kaga, and the Gemara later on, the Psadi Avon Bay says, Milo Irv, but what does it mean that didn't make an Arab? It means Lenishtafu. So just like over there, ain't Srichala Arab doesn't mean Arab because it has to be bread, it means Shitum. Also, the Gemara Psadi Alf also means Lo Irv, means Lenishtafu, so then it's difficult. How's the Gemara being Medak for the fact that it's not an Arab, but Shitum would be? But we find throughout, whenever it uses the word Arab, it could also mean Shitum. So how you making the dig that Shitum would be? So he does not answer that question.